Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. A catchy slogan is really a terrific complement to a good brand name. A catchy slogan can tell the customer even more about your goods and services or about your business and your brand in a way that has even more room to operate than a brand name often does. And that's because a slogan can be a little bit longer. A slogan can be more fun and more creative. And a great slogan is a great opportunity for most brands. I myself have several slogans that I use in different areas. For example, one of them is making trademarks bloom since 1999. This slogan is suggestive of two things. In addition to the fact that telling you that I'm in the field of trademarks, it tells you that I've been around for a considerable amount of time since 1999. And the use of the word bloom ties in with the branding imagery of sunflowers and flower designs that I use prominently throughout my website and other branding. So it helps tie all of that together. So that's an example of how a slogan can operate. There are, of course, are many slogans that you're probably quite familiar with. And slogans can be very memorable, like melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Tells you something about the product, and it's fun to say. Good to the last drop. Tells you something creatively about the coffee from Maxwell House. The quicker picker upper is like a fun to say because it's alliterative and it has a rhyme. And so the quicker picker upper is a memorable, catchy slogan about a product, paper towels, that otherwise isn't that exciting to talk about, right? Perhaps the best example of this is Taco Bell for many years used think outside the bun. Takes a common phrase, think outside the box, kind of turns it upside down, think outside the bun, because when you're going for fast food, don't think just about the burger drive-through, think about Taco Bell. So think outside the bun, and any creative slogan can really convey quite a lot in a simple message. When developing a slogan, things to think about along these lines are the sound. You heard that many of them have fun words to come out of your mouth, whether there's a rhyme or alliteration or just things that are fun to say. Snap, crackle, pop is another great slogan from Rice Krispies. Think about informing consumers. Think about what opportunity you can use to tell your customers more about what makes your product or service or company or business unique from your competitors. And think about making it catchy or memorable. A slogan can be registered and protected, and I have filed many hundreds of slogan registrations at the USPTO over the years. They can be registered and protected just like any other trademark. Trademark doesn't have to be a brand name. It can be a logo. It can be a slogan. It can be anything that indicates the source of products or services. But it needs to be unique in your product or industry. So make sure that your slogan isn't mimicking a competitor's slogan. And that doesn't mean that you can just change one word. They have to be not confusingly similar, just like two brand names have to be not confusingly similar. I want to leave you with a couple other favorite slogans of mine. MetLife, the insurance company, for the if in life. That's a brilliant play on words because number one, life is in their brand name, MetLife. Number two, if is literally in the center of the word life. And number three, for the if in life, is talking about what insurance does, protects you about that what if kind of moment. So the slogan for the if in life is like several layers of brilliance, in my opinion. How about the Energizer Bunny that keeps on going and going and going and going? Like that's a creative thing of the logo and the mascot tying in with the slogan. A fun rhyming slogan from Timex watches back in the day. I don't even know if they make Timex watches anymore, but it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. I used to love that when I was a kid. It conveyed the message that a Timex was strong and could take wearing it while you were playing sports or getting knocked around kind of thing. But you don't have to be a big multinational corporation to have a great slogan. Here are some local businesses that I came across with great slogans. A restaurant called Mango Mangoes. Their slogan is, "So good, you have to say it twice." That's fun and creative and plays on their fun, creative name. A pizza place with the slogan, "Everything in moderation except pizza." That's fun, and that's what most people think about when they want to have pizza. They want to have pizza all the time, right? I could eat pizza every day, but probably should have it in some moderation. So it's making you think about that and playing off of that. The beer company, Sierra Nevada, I saw this on one of their cans recently. Family-owned, operated, and argued over. That's so fun. They're acknowledging the fact that, yeah, of course, it's a family business. It's not easy. We're going to have disputes. And if you have a family, you know exactly what they're talking about. I thought that that was brilliant and creative and tells you not only that they're a family-owned business, but it really conveys that message that they're a family-owned business. And don't forget one of our firm's slogans, experience is our trademark. Trademark is our experience. So without a slogan, maybe now's the time to think about one. If you have a slogan and it's not yet protected, maybe now's the time to give me a call. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.